Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. We're the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll reconnect with Adam Epstein, AWOD, and find out what's going on in the world of AWOD. He was on the air on 106.7 The Fan this past Saturday, but Drab was, worried about his former pal that he's got a lot of dating issues, new woes. It seems like it's a continuation of the same old issue. But maybe he's punted, so we'll reconnect with him in a bit.
I like how you framed him as his former pal.
Well, do you think they're hanging out now?
No, I'm sure that they're probably not.
I will say that I think Drab has replaced Adam with me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah,
you
definitely.
Know about that.
You feel like you've gone up a little bit in the rankings?
Oh, definitely higher on the friendship totem pole. Well,
really?
He sees you every day.
Are you excited about that? That you bumped Adam?
No, it's just an observation.
Are you more insulted that Adam was actually ahead of you at one point?
Kind of. Yeah. I definitely relate to Drab a little more than Adam, I feel like.
Because
we're closer in age. We have the same brain power.
Right.
I like how you're laying out your bona fides.
Right.
We have similar. Like
Adam,
we have
Adam
similar
is lesser in the brain power.
Similar interests.
We also have longer history. You guys
longer
been working
history.
Together for what? Almost.
Yeah,
a decade.
Why do you think? Why do you think Drab rejected you as soon as Adam showed up?
I think Drab likes projects, and he saw Adam as a project.
Like he was going to save him.
Yes.
And I'd also say that he's a superior to Adam. Always was a superior, but you guys are colleagues, kind of on the same level.
Right.
I guess so. He took Adam under his wing as he liked the mentorship of it.
Yeah, but don't you think he also just liked to goof on him too? Like, everybody likes that. Everyone likes to be a little bit of a bully.
And also, Adam...
Well, you're first in line.
Adam revered Drab. Adam looked up to Drab.
Right.
Whereas you do not revere Drab.
That's true. Drab kind of liked that superiority.
Correct.
Well, yeah. I mean, Valdez is... He's guessing a little bit here, but I would say that we have connected more recently, but it's kind of like we're the last two men on Earth. I mean,
that is true.
Yeah. Like it's either that or talk to no one.
Yeah.
Right. Well, here's a good question.
That makes me feel great.
How much of this connection has extended beyond work?
Zero.
Zero? So that might be a clue. Because I think occasionally Adam and Drab will text.
We text and everything. Yeah, we share funny stuff. And
we send
stuff.
Each other messages all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you ever hang out?
No.
I don't hang out with anybody.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
I am a little bitter because I gave Drab homework for 2 weeks and he's completely neglected.
What's the homework?
I told him to watch one of my favorite movies because he would get sized for it.
Okay.
He was talking about stuff on TV. And I mentioned it on the show, Hall Pass. And I said, you know what, Drab, you'd really like it. And I said, I'd give you $20 if you don't find it funny.
Right.
And then he goes, I thought about watching it. Never did.
Disregard.
I'll get around. Do it. It's a decade-old film.
I know, but we need show content on the Matt and Matt show.
You're not feeling a sense of urgency there?
He's busy watching.
You know, when Drab told me to watch Lupin, I watched it the same day.
Well, that's because right. Those are new releases. That's conversations for the show.
He told me me to watch that stupid magic show on Hulu, and I watched it.
I didn't watch that.
It was a segment on the show. It was content.
Was Lupin the dubbed show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't go there. I tried, but I couldn't either.
But I found it very interesting.
You know what? Somebody hit me to this. It was a buddy of mine. I watched.
EB watches drooping his power lines.
Cakes. I watched Public TV the other day.
What?
Yes.
Did you watch the Bowie special?
Yes.
Was your melatonin not working?
It's the first time ever I've watched Public TV.
I wouldn't even know where to find that.
I actually stumbled onto it again. It's like this was a miracle, and they happened to be doing a documentary follow up on the origins of Bowie and suburban life from like a German documentary in the 60s on Levitt Holmes.
That'd be more convoluted.
You gave it more than 11 seconds.
What? Hold on. So, well, they were doing.
That's where we grew up. We all grew up in the same
Levitt Holmes. So they were interviewing people that I recognized, but I didn't know. But like, I lived in Bowie, so I would see some of these people around. And they were interviewing them 40 years after these Germans did a documentary on suburban life. And it was all about Bowie. And they were driving around Bowie, the Bowie Town Center, and Route 450. They were talking about all the roads.
Who wants to go to Bowie today? Baba Bowie?
Now, stupid. Cakes. I'm telling you. And they were just here's what it really struck me. Is that some of these guys, I mean, we really grew up in a hillbilly town. Like, you didn't know it. But like some of these guys, they're just hillbillies.
These Bowie people, they love Hilltop Plaza and Waxy Maxies.
Like there was one guy was talking about how he was in like this. He was in this gang, this Bowie gang, and they would slick their hair back.
What?
And wear.
Did we grow up in the 50s?
Yeah, what are you? Is that the Greasers?
Yeah. He was a little older. He was 10 years than us. So 10 years older than us. So he was in like I think
we have
Bowie
these Sharks and these Jets and Bowie.
Yeah, so like in the 70s, late 60s. Yeah, they were like in high school, and he was talking about getting arrested and. Going into the service other than going to jail, and he got caught stealing in Anne Arundel County.
Well, that was probably every town.
Yeah, he sounds like a big wunderkind.
No, but they were just interviewed, and these people were so folksy.
Dude, my mom
were Mo Wagner's parents in
my mom called me to watch the same thing, and I'd seen it on Facebook.
Where's Franz and Mo?
It was about the Levitt Homes, how they built
it. It was
these
about
homes
Levitt Homes. They could build a Levitt home, shocker. Like our parents live in Levitt Homes. They could build a Levitt home in one day.
I'm sure it was pretty sturdy.
Hey, what is this Bowie still living them?
What's this Bowie ice arena at Allen's Pond?
Dude, that Bowie horse track, is that racetrack even still there anymore? JP? I rarely remember driving by it.
You mean the
Bowie racetrack? No way, it's still there.
No, back in the day, that thing, it was packed with people. It looked like friggin' Churchill Downs cakes in the 60s.
Okay.
And I'm just telling you, I was watching Public TV last week. The documentary and the follow-up of Bowie and all the hillbillies that were the first homeowners.
Okay.
Remember when we played the video of us playing basketball and the hillbilly was calling the play? It was all guys like that. Remember the guy that was doing the play-by-play?
Yeah.
Hillbilly.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you use that word more than the.
What else do you call him?
He doth protest too much.
Redneck.
Hillbillies.
Yeah.
White trash.
They're hillbillies. Yeah.
Loser. That's what we were.
Bumpkins.
Those are our people.
Those are our people.
Well, look, when we were growing up, like you said, there was nothing. You were talking about Bowie Town Center. I mean, it was a big deal when they opened a Bob's Big Boy. There was nothing in Bowie.
Well, this is what I learned. I didn't know this, but apparently the locals called it Boring Bowie.
Fun fact!
Don't they still?
I didn't know that.
Pizza Hut came in 1981. EB made perfect piazzas.
Thank you. I did. I got 10 out of 10 on my pizza.
Hey, so I wanted to mention real quick the Jeff Bezos story, as EB likes to call him.
Yes.
He's out at Google, right? He's not the CEO.
Google.
Anymore.
He's at Google. Google.
I think it's a PR move.
Amazon.
At Amazon. I think it's just a PR move. He steps down so he doesn't take the heat, but he's still the
He's still day to day. He knows what's up.
He's still the top dog.
Yeah, he's on the board.
He's a big silly.
And I actually heard the interview with AJ Perez, I believe, who wrote the article on Front Office Sports about it on Grant and Danny's show yesterday in the afternoons. And the article just kind of breaks down this lawsuit, which I guess is taking place in India, right? Snyder has filed a defamation lawsuit against MEA Worldwide, saying that MEA Worldwide published a string of false stories and social media posts stating that Snyder had ties to sex trafficking and was close to Jeffrey Epstein. Mm-hmm. And so that's the crux of that lawsuit. But within that lawsuit, you can discover, you know, what's going on around it. And we had heard about the minority owners trying to get out from underneath Snyder's ownership. They own 40%, right?
They're desperate to get out. They're so desperate.
They were using John Moog, who's a lawyer, the founder of Moog & Company, and he's representing those guys to try and get out. Well, apparently in this lawsuit, Snyder is alleging that Moog and his people are advancing these crazy conspiratorial theories.
Who is Moog
about
again?
Moog is a lawyer who's been helping the minority owners.
Okay.
All right. And within the discovery, you see that Bruce Allen talked to Moog like 22 hours on the phone.
So many billable hours.
87 phone calls.
87
so Bruce
phone calls.
Was just singing like a canary, just ratting out Dan, right? That's what it is?
Sounds like
correct.
He's a weasel. Sounds very
sounds
on
like
brand
what a weasel would do.
Right.
Yeah. I would love to know how much of that is true. I would love to know.
Well, I think
that they have the – I mean, you know, these are allegations, but I would guess that they have phone logs and text logs of these
exchanges. Yeah, I mean, the fact that they know that it's 87 calls in 22 hours,
correct.
That's all documented.
Correct. And, you know, Snyder's trying
to – No, I mean, I would love to know what part of the accusations are true.
I'd love to hear those phone calls.
I'd probably say all of them.
I'm desperate to hear them.
I mean, look,
the cheerleader
scandal, for example.
Yeah.
Remember, it's hard to directly tie Snyder to the tape. It's kind of been pinned on Larry Michael, right? Like Larry just wanted to hook up the owner, and he says, "Let's get the good parts." Isn't that what he said? Something like
right.
that. Good parts.
Like Larry
just
went rogue.
The good parts.
But maybe Bruce Allen
just
can
the
directly
good parts.
Tie it to Daniel Snyder and say, "Well, Snyder's the one who asked for it."
Mm-hmm. I guarantee, Dan. I mean, I'm staying out of it. I have no idea.
Yeah. I've heard some things, but I don't want to go there. I mean,
but
I doubt it
is interesting
just Larry.
that Bezos is tied to this guy Moog in some ways, because if Moog and the minority owners are successful at getting Snyder removed, then boom, Bezos slides in. At least that's what people
hope. You think they wouldn't rather have Jeff Bezos be the majority owner than Dan Snyder?
Well, he wants to own a team. I mean, he's basically said that up front. He wants to be in ownership. But
you think the NFL wouldn't rather have him be the 100% face than Dan Snyder? Of course they would. 1,000 times out of 1,000.
I mean, if they can prove a lot of this happened, then maybe that's easier. But if you can't, I don't know how you can just force him to sell.
Right. I guess a lot of it will come out, depending on what happens with the independent investigation. What's the fallout from that?
That's kind of that child sex ring stuff. That was just like Reddit thread gossip BS.
Well, Snyder's trying to pin it to Moog.
Moog and Bruce.
I guess so.
Bruce
and
spreading
Moog,
stuff like that.
Moog, like I said, was hired by the three minority owners to explore a sale of their shares in the team. He had two California billionaires who wanted to purchase the 40%. Remember, Snyder stopped it.
Right. But we had heard that Bezos wanted to be involved way back in July.
Right. Why wouldn't you want to get involved in the NFL? Just, you're printing money. Why wouldn't you want to get in that game?
I've said this before, but do you think it's actually doable? If Snyder were, like, if all of a sudden he just woke up and said, you know what, F it. I'm just going to live my yacht. I'm going to sell the team. I'll sell it to Bezos or anybody else. Doesn't even matter who it is. Could we legitimately throw a parade in town?
Yes.
Like, we've thrown a parade for championships. Could you throw a parade just because Snyder's
would come.
Out?
Yeah, people would go.
I think
there
you would could turn get, out. If you got it promoted properly, you could get 250,000 people. I really do. I think you get 250,000 people to celebrate.
Plus, it's another excuse for people to blow off work and just go get hammered in the middle of the day. So that we have that going for us, too, if we're planning it, trying to pull it off.
Right. But it's weird because, like, obviously I would be the first one at the parade to get rid of Dan if we could do that. But I'm not sure that Bezos is a huge improvement. I think that guy's a crazy psycho, too. So I don't know.
Why? Successful businessman, started Amazon, it's crushing it.
Yeah.
That's probably the most successful business person on the planet.
Yeah.
Ever.
How could he not be?
I mean, the only guy that trumps him recently is Elon Musk, and they go back and forth, right?
Yeah.
I think eventually
he's going to
get in.
Like he'd have some deep pockets, too. You wouldn't have to say, I doubt he would be cutting corners. Then again, the learners do sometimes, so.
No, I'm just saying,
like
I
you
think
said,
he's a tyrant.
Kind of,
I think
like you said, Cakes, it depends on the independent investigation. Wilkerson and what she finds and what she reports to Goodell. And there's some stuff out there that is not public that's – I mean, I'm not, I don't want to get involved, but I've heard some things that are just really serious.
Oh, you've heard things.
Yep.
Oh, now we're going to pimp you for information.
Yeah, but I'm not going on air with it.
No, I know.
I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, but I still think it's going to end up being a big nothing burger. I'll be stunned.
You might be right.
If it's enough –
You might be
to
right.
I'll be stunned if it's enough to get Dan to sell.
Well, it's going
to
suck.
And that's ultimately all we care about. We don't care about fines.
They take their draft picks, EB.
Yeah.
If they get slapped with like some sort of penalty where they take away draft picks.
It'll just be more of the same. Just be more of the same. No, you know. The only thing that's going to move the needle here is if it's enough for him to sell. And I don't see that happening. But hopefully all the terrible stuff that Jason's heard is true, and they can expose it.
Comes to light.
Well, look,
it does seem like, who knows what's going to happen. It does seem like Bezos is linked with this guy Moog, and Moog is helping the minority owners, and they would love to get Snyder out of there.
That's been public knowledge for like a year now, at least, that the minority guys hate him.
Oh, yeah. But you didn't know that Bruce was on the phone with him all the time.
Well, I'm not surprised Bruce is a weasel.
No.
And Bruce is immediately ratting him out. You know, after how much money?
That was probably
you think,
such a fake friendship.
Yeah, how much money do you think Bruce made from Dan over
the 10
years?
He probably pocketed $20 million or more.
25
more
million
that.
At least.
I would say more
probably
than
50
that.
Million.
You saw that silly house he bought out in California?
I would say 35, 40 million.
Yeah, wasn't he making like 5 million a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so you're talking about close to $50 million probably when it's all said and done. And he just immediately just turned
two on. Weasels hanging out with each other, Snyder and Bruce Allen.
Yeah.
And
then
and you
one
notice how he's not been hired.
Right.
You're right. But the guy's been associated with the league for, 30 years?
You
Nobody gives him a spot.
You know who else wouldn't be hired if he had $50 million in the bank? The guy in the Washington Capitals beanie. I wouldn't be hired either because I wouldn't be looking
just
for work.
Just enjoy your cash.
Right. Exactly.
But who would hire Dan Snyder's right-hand man ever? I mean,
nobody.
I don't know. I mean, he had a career before. The punter had a career before. He was actually executive of the year year.
That's what Dan Snyder does to your reputation when you start working for him.
That's right.
Exactly.
All right, coming up next, it's going to be Adam Epstein. We'll connect with AWOD. Haven't talked to him in a while. Find out the latest. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, in the midst of our 25th anniversary. Presented by PenFed Credit Union, whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. All right, join us right now is a guy who used to work with us every day, but he's moved on to bigger and better things, allegedly. It's Adam Epstein. What's up, AWOD?
Jones, what's up, guys? How are you doing today?
So, AWOD, how come you're not on the Zoom?
Yeah, I was hoping to see you.
I didn't get a chance to clean my room.
Oh, my God.
Dirty room insane? Equals no Zoom.
All right.
Rock, like,
what have you been doing
I
in
really
your room?
I really miss you, though. Every time I hear the show, I miss you so much, EB.
No, you don't.
No, I do. And then I see pictures of you and your gray hair, and it's still looking sharp. You look like a sharp fox. You're my Mozilla Firefox.
So
it doesn't even
Adam,
make sense. Can you fill in the listeners what you've been doing? Just for those that don't know, you left the show for what?
I've been off the show for 6 months now, and I've been an executive producer full-time at Podcast Village. And I'm still, the AWOD army is strong on the weekend with AWOD Weekend Radio, and I'm on again this Sunday, 12 to 3 p.m.
12 to 3. Okay, now Drab wanted you on, though, to beat up on you about your dating life. Now, to me, it's just an extension of what's been going on, but he says you've reached new lows.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to adjust to this new world that we're living in with the pandemic. And, you know, nobody goes, you know, out to Don Tito till 2 a.m. anymore.
No, it's been happening
early.
For a year.
I'm slowly to adjust, Cakes, all right? The only way I think that I can get laid is to get popping on the apps again. So I re-downloaded Hinge, and I'm swiping left, swiping right on there. And I got a few matches, but the problem was the girls I'm matching on there, they're all scared of the Rona, and they didn't want to go out.
You should be on Fringe, not Hinge.
Did you never get it? Are you like the only
25-year-old
kid that didn't get it?
I might need to get tested again.
Well, no, again? So you were tested once?
Yeah, when I came back from New York.
Oh, okay.
That's the only time? So in the last year, you basically haven't been tested?
I haven't been tested.
But he hasn't gone anywhere.
But you haven't gone anywhere, so it's unlikely that you've gotten it?
Right.
Do you go into Podcast Village on occasion to produce other shows?
Yeah, we're triple masked up.
Okay. When's the last time you went to Don Tito?
Well, I mean, I made an appearance kind of in Clarendon around July 4th, and that was the last time. Yeah.
Well, so what is a virtual date? Because Drab said you had a virtual date.
So I'm messaging with this girl on Hinge for like a week and a half, 2 weeks now, and I'm trying to convince her to, you know, get sized with me, go on one of my wine walks, do one of my socially distanced dates, and she's not about it. And so eventually I'm like, look, I need to see what this girl actually looks like. So I'm messaging back and forth, and I'm like, look, 7 o'clock Thursday night, let's go on a virtual date, okay? Let's get together via happy hour on FaceTime, and let me just, you know, spit my game finally, because we've been messaging for 2 weeks. And so I thought that was it. I thought, you know, I'm gonna kill it. I'm just going to wing it. I'm just going to show up, and I'm going to be freaking Jim Carrey. And make her laugh until, you know, her panties come down. And And
were you trying? Hold on. Was the goal? Was the goal to have like Zoom sex? Was that what you were shooting for?
No, the Zoom was to have a successful FaceTime date, and then the next date is in my bedroom.
Eventually, in person. I got right. you.
Okay. Right. Dirty right. bedroom.
By the way, a wine walk doesn't sound very predatory, does it?
No. Explain. Hold on.
Get her hammered on a nature trail.
By the way, Hinge says, I just looked it up. Hinge bills itself as an app for long-term relationships. Why are you on there?
He's on.
I have to give everything a try. Hinge prides himself. They're the app that you can delete because you supposedly find love. So it's good for me.
Why aren't you a Tinder guy? That seems like it's the most about banging.
I'm on Tinder. You know, if you're a hot lady out there, you can match with me. I'm just not successful on it.
What is
you
the
get
most
matches? They're
picture?
Just heinous matches, aren't they?
Yeah.
Of course they are.
he's got this problem.
This girl was cute. She had thick hips. She had a cute brunette hair, and EB. She had this like really, really sexy mole right to the side of her lip. Sexy mole.
You're about to date Madonna?
It could have been leftover dinner.
How did you gain all the weight?
So, all right. So what happened?
All right. So I set it up. I come home. I, you know, got a little nice little setup in my room with my desk, so my lighting looks good. Had my angles covered, so she couldn't see anything below the pecs. And right. I had my whole setup, and so I had the tight shot, had the upward angle, so I looked, you know, 10% less fat. And yeah. I call her up on Hinge, and immediately she answers. She's looking pretty, and I'm like stunned. And the first question I asked her had something to do with astronomy because we had just landed on Mars, and it was the only thing I could think of.
Oh my God! You were born. You bored her out of the gate.
You know what? That's kind of topical.
It was topical.
I will say this: that Adam's strategy of these virtual dates are kind of not bad for him because he can hide his belly fat, he can hide his double chin, he can hide his bad breath.
You could actually really dress up your picture on Zoom to make you look like a ball or something.
Right,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know if that's possible because CK, I guess, saw Adam in here one time, and CK said that Adam's never looked worse.
It's, oh, really?
He can't hide it. Just the beard, the face fat, the gut.
I think that's why he doesn't want to be on Zoom with us.
Yeah.
Because I saw pictures of him. He did, like, pictures for Podcast Village, and he looked horrific.
It's called Joan Prevention. Is what it is.
Yeah. You guys are breaking my balls. He looked like he's gained 50 pounds. He looked like Ted Cruz with a beard.
Adam, I sent you the link, Adam. Get on Zoom.
Yeah, get on Zoom. Oh. We need to see you.
How much do you weigh?
Do you still have that big shaggy beard?
Yeah, of course I do.
Adam, how much do you weigh now?
He looked all sweaty and gross.
I don't know, maybe like between 215, 216, 17, 18.
You should say between 215 and 220. He won, what, $100 by getting below 200?
Yeah.
That was just a moment
100
in time.
From each junkie.
Yeah.
I think he's 240 plus if he looks like that picture. Do you remember that picture?
We should get our money back, by the way.
Yeah, we should. Like, remember, did you see it where he was doing like a profile pic or something? For Podcast Village, and he was wearing like a Canadian suit or something. Wasn't he wearing like blue?
Canadian tux, you mean?
Yeah.
Can I explain my reasonings here? Uber Eats had a sick deal that was free delivery for everyone to eat local. So I took advantage of that 5 nights a week, okay? Sue me. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm eating local. I'm trying to support the economy.
Eric.
All right. Eric. Is he on the Zoom?
He's getting on. Let me tell you about this date that I found out about because he's not going to tell you this.
Yeah.
It was going so poorly, apparently. The girl told him, I guess she was doing it on her phone. I don't know. She said, my phone's about to die.
Right.
I only have a few minutes left. And then 2 minutes later, the conversation just ended.
Right.
And that was just it.
And she,
that was her way of getting out of it.
She didn't even bother to plug in her phone.
Yeah. And then she ghosted him so bad that she completely unfriended him so that he couldn't contact her.
So you haven't talked to her since.
How did you nuke it in like 5 minutes?
Because he's AWOD.
The Mars talk?
Wrong button. Hinge is, it's very difficult. You can easily click, you know, this connection didn't, you know, go as connected. And then,
oh, you think it was a misclick on her part?
Did she misclick the block button?
I mean, yeah. I was killing it. She asked me about, you know, Tenet. She had just watched Tenet. I knew all the answers about the movie.
You know all the answers in Tenet?
I would love for Adam to explain Tenet.
Are you are you logging on? People need to see you. They haven't seen you in a while.
I'm turning on my laptop right now. Yep. I mean, if you want to see me, you're kind of asking for a second segment.
Why?
That's what you want.
Come on,
I mean,
let's
see. It's the silly tease, you know. You got A1 here, back from the dead.
He looks so big. And this big, shaggy beard, you know. It's just like sweaty.
The COVID 50.
Yeah, I think he gained the COVID 50.
Is he 27 now?
How old are you, Adam?
I'm 28. I'm 28.
Oh my God. Barreling down on 30.
I'm telling you guys, I'm so close to hitting my prime. I can feel it. By the time I am 31, a little bit on the sides, I need a little salt and pepper in my game.
Oh, you think that'll help you?
I think so. I need to be a little more mature of a look, you know.
Why are you going with this beard look? Like the shaggy beard. You know, like
laziness. Down, he's punted.
Like the
he's
guy punted. From Spin Doctors. That's, you know, but a fat but Spin Doctor. Remember
doesn't
the lead singer
anywhere.
For Spin Doctors?
Yeah.
Spin Fire Doctors.
Spinfire Pizza Doctor.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, Valdez.
All right. So should we come back to Adam to
We're
the big
him
unveiling?
A second segment.
You give him a second set. The unveiling.
Yeah, we'll do an unveiling.
We'll do an unveiling on Zoom.
All right, we'll do that. Hey, fellas, roughly 300,000 people in the D.C. area work for the federal government, and those agencies have shifted many of their staff to remote work status. With a complete range of contract vehicles and proven remote work solutions from Impress and Dell Technologies, your agency can minimize risk, maximize IT efficiency, and help employees be more productive. Not sure which solution is right for you? Let's start a conversation on how Impress can help. Learn more at ImpressTechnology.com. That's ImpressTechnology.com. An SBA-certified HubZone company and Dell federal partner. They'll have Davey Martinez, Nationals manager, join them at 2.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
20, of course, pitchers and catchers reported this week. Baseball season around the corner, so listen to Davey Martinez on with the boys at 2:20 this afternoon.
Very nice.
Still don't see AWOD up on the Zoom.
So is he having technical issues?
I think we were going to do an unveiling, no? Is he locked and loaded, Drabby?
He's getting in there. He's so busto that his computer is from like 7 years ago, so it won't even open. It takes forever to open.
This is the computer that he does like video editing on? How's that possible?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Adam.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It says it's, I don't know what kind of meeting you're saying. It says it's invalid ID. I mean, how bad of a producer is Drab T-Shirt? I'm so tired of him.
I mean, maybe if you did Uber Eats twice a week instead of five times, you'd be able to get a new laptop.
It's invalid.
He's confused because meeting is spelled M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T.
throwing it for a loop.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I think this is self-sabotage
because he doesn't want us to see how grotesque he is right now.
I think that's probably part of it.
I think
I'm on my Zoom. I can see myself, and I don't actually look that good, and I probably do need to shave.
I want to see you.
I have gained some quarantine weight, but why are we talking about me gaining quarantine weight? I've never seen cakes look this big.
What are you talking about?
What? Cakes is great. Cakes is fine.
This is worst, I'm holding steady. I'm not packing on 30 pounds.
You guys know this is
a
tried and true AWOD tactic.
Yes. It's a flash shift.
Of course it is.
Classic.
Get him in the friggin' Zoom room. Drab, get him in the room.
Tell him to refresh his email. It's in there.
Dude, he probably hit stop.
Now I'm waiting for NBC Sports Washington. Now I'm waiting for...
There we go. You're coming. There you go.
Oh, he doesn't look good. Oh.
What's up with the hair?
No, watch that. You're backlit.
It looks like a hostage video.
My what are you doing with your hair? He looks
the
like
that. I'm
going for a CC Pop look.
What?
CC Pop. That's hilarious.
Nobody knows who that person is.
Just me and you.
All right, hold on.
By the way, that schmedium is looking so...
Why is the computer on the ground or something?
I didn't have time to get my whole setup ready like I did for the Zoom date.
So he wants it shooting up so it doesn't see his messy room.
I don't think he looks that bad. He looks like he did.
His room looks like a jail cell.
He looks like a very poor man Seth Rogen.
I can see a little Seth Rogen in there.
Hold on.
You got to get – the light is killing you. But stay away from the light.
We'll have to see your messy bed.
Stay away from the light.
You can't be backlit with that light.
By the way,
is that your degree in the background?
Yeah, you guys never saw it. Here's your chance to finally get to see it.
Yeah. All right, what does it say?
Virginia Commonwealth University.
Is that his name on it? Or is it his mom?
Adam David Epstein.
Yeah, all right, bachelor. What is that one?
That one's my mom's.
Yeah,
your mom's.
You
got your mom's.
What are you
Why
doing?
Would you have your mom's diploma up?
He's
on the
trying
wall?
To make it look like if somebody came in and threw us two diplomas.
Is that what you're doing?
In the room, they can see. AWOD doesn't have one degree. He has two. And by the way, is law school.
I heard he drafted sumo wrestler.
Why do you have a picture frame overlapping behind you? What is going on there?
Dude, Cakes,
over your shoulder.
Like a hostage video.
Look at that. He has one frame on top of the Jordan picture.
Yeah.
That's my silly art designing. I decided to overlap it on purpose. I'll show you that.
What?
You overlap because there's a hole right there, and so I'm overlapping to cover the hole.
Yeah, doesn't he look like a prisoner?
Yeah. What hole?
Who's your
hole
interior
in your
decorator, El Chapo?
Hold on, there's a hole in the wall? Is that what it is?
No, there's a hole in the painting.
And by the way, you have no bed frame, right?
Let me see the bed.
I mean, maybe by the time you're 30, inherit a headboard.
When was the last time you washed those sheets?
Oh, I bet you it's been months.
Pre-corona.
Bed bugs everywhere.
Have you washed those sheets during corona?
Yes, I washed them at the end of January.
End of January.
It's not quite a month.
Yeah. It could have been the beginning of January. It was
So
January.
Where was your silly Zoom camera when your girl when you hit her up on video? What was the angle?
I mean, I had like a whole setup with a nice little background. I make it look like I do the waves. I don't know. I had it looking nice.
What is on
you
that?
You have an orange
wall?
What was that? What wall was that?
Is that a tapestry or a painting?
That was a tapestry, Ricky.
So he basically has a cloth hung up on his wall to look like he's surfing on a wave.
Right.
Like a college kid. I don't know. We're spending two segments on me right now. You know what we should be talking about? The Wizards are streaking! The Wizards are streaking!
He's such a little Rom. He's such a miniature Rom.
Oh, my God. His boobs.
I don't know how miniature he is. But
what happened to his video? Did he lose connection?
We're not allowed to show Jugs on NBC Sports Washington.
I think they kicked him out.
Hold on, you're not allowed to show, you can't show male Jugs?
I mean, they're so big. we might have to put a blur on them.
Is that really what happened?
I think
Did he get dumped?
No.
I think he hit a button.
He did it himself.
His computer's hanging on by a thread.
Drab, what honestly happened?
I don't know, I'm asking them.
Can we rewind for a second? Did he say he's 28 years old?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we've seen him, like, when he was doing this bit 5 years ago, all right, he's 23, he'll figure it out. He's in the exact same spot.
No, I made the prediction. He's never going to settle down. He's always going to be kind of like, it's going to get progressively sadder. he'll eventually will move in with his mom.
Or Maury. I needed a Maury update.
He'll eventually move in with his dad or mom, and that'll just be it.
I mean, I assume now he has a steady paycheck, and he's got benefits coming to him, but he's still living like a college student. You saw his place. It looks like a college student place.
Yeah, and those guys
that he hangs
out
with. Can someone tell NBC Sports Washington I'm wearing pants?
Put your shirt back on. They kicked you out.
Were they worried that he didn't have pants on or something?
Well, no, they said you can't be shirtless.
Really? A guy can't be shirtless?
Yeah, how long have they watched the show for? That's my number one bit.
It's your go-to. We got a new crew over
there.
You kidding
me? You got nothing.
Next they're going to say I'm not allowed to yell that the pizza's banging because it's not a sponsor.
Right.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. So funny.
Actually, I feel like you're not as fat as you looked before.
He doesn't look as bad as
he doesn't look as bad as he did in that blue. When he was wearing that blue outfit and with the big shaggy beard and the profile pic or whatever
I'm digging the CC Pass look.
Are you going to work later today?
Yeah, I'm headed in a couple hours. I don't know why you guys are talking about my future not being bright. My future is to the moon like a stonk. It's going up and up and up. You look at Drab T-shirt in the last couple of years. He's got a great promotion. He's got children now. He's living his best life. Look at Matt Valdez. It's the same Matt Valdez. It's the exact same Matt Valdez. He's gone zero. He's gone nowhere. And here's his one big thing. He's closer friends with Drab T-shirt now. You think I care about Drab T-shirt? And Drab doesn't even really like him. Drab calls me like once a week. He's like, oh, my God, Valdez is just so annoying. He's talking about golf again.
How did you gain all the weight?
About Tiger Woods. I get all the inside information, and all half of it is that he hates Valdez. He wants to quit his job because of Valdez.
Right. That's hilarious.
That's believable.
So stupid.
Adam.
So dumb.
Welcome back to the show.
If people want to swipe for you, if girls want to meet you, what are the apps?
Tinder, Bumble, Hinge. I might get on the Hebrew one.
J-Date. Get back on that
Get on as many as you can. That's my advice. Cast as wide a net as possible.
EB, let me tell you, can you keep your chin up? You got a double chin now, too.
I don't think so.
That's what happens when you get to be 50.
He's trying to joke on everybody. All right, Adam, man, we got to run.
All right, buddy.
See you, CC. Adam, CC Pass. See you, man.
He's still smiling, though. I don't know why he's happy.
Because you gave him two segments.
He's got no reason to be happy. Look at him.
It's all attention, happiness.
The kid makes me laugh. Keep your shirt on. You're freaking everybody out when you take your shirt off.
All right, we got to get out of here. Do need to thank you, thank McDonald's, as always, to get the Filet-O-Fish bundle to share. That's four sandwiches, two large fries for only $17.
So good.
Available on Uber Eats, DoorDash, Postmates, and Grubhub. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant, actually, B. Mitch and Finley up next.
There you
on
go.
The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.